JB's Sism Show, episode number 49. Today, my friends, we're talking why your voice matters. I want to give you 5 reasons I blog at jbsism.com.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the land of 10,000 lakes, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now, here's your host, Jason Sism.
And broadcasting Tuesday at about 10:30 in the evening on March 22nd, welcome to the JB Sism Show. I am so glad that each and every one of you are listening today. You know, I believe that everybody has a voice, and there's something that we all have on our heart that needs to be shared. But what happens when those obstacles get in the way? Is it because we're maybe our own worst enemy, or is it something outside of ourselves that keeps holding us back? Well, in today's episode, I want to walk you through my own personal journey of blogging in how I hope that I'm making a difference in the lives of my readers and you, my listeners. I also have a great new app that I've been testing out and trying out, and I want to share it with you. So, my friends, all of this and more is coming up next on this week's episode of the JB Sism Show. Stick around, I'll be right back. And welcome back to the JB Sism Show. I'm so glad that you are here. And yes, it is about 10:30 in the evening on March 22nd. So this isn't just being recorded hours before it's going to go live. However, my goal each week is to make sure that I am on time every Wednesday morning at 5 a.m. that this blog, not this blog, this podcast will actually go live. Because I made a commitment, and I want to keep my commitments to you, my listener. And if this is your first time listening to this show, one, I say a very warm welcome to you, and I welcome your ears, because you're probably listening to this with earbuds in. Anyway, my show here is dedicated and designed to helping you stay motivated with clarity and tools so that you can find your voice and succeed in life. And that's everything that I try to do each week here at jbsism.com. And yeah, I have actually been blogging here since 2009. Wow. Seems like just yesterday sometimes that I actually just started this blog, and having no idea what I was doing, having no clue where I was going to be going. And in a sense, I actually just started this blog mainly as a devotional blog. And if you're new to this show, I am a pastor, and I work at a church in the Twin Cities alongside with my folks. And I started this kind of as a devotional blog, and it's kind of morphed from there. And my goal is to kind of share with you my story on that, because I have a story that I think is really interesting, and I know that I'm probably not the most proficient blogger or podcaster out there today, but, you know, I have a message to share. I have something on my heart that God has placed there that I want to make sure that I get out to you, make sure that you get a clear understanding of where my heart is. And so, in a sense, you could call this episode kind of the third part of a series that I did called My Current and Future Plan. So, in a sense, this is kind of part 3 of that, but I wanted to go a little bit deeper because I wanted to help you understand that I believe that your voice matters, and I believe that you have something to say, that God has placed something on your heart, and I want to make sure that I am there to help you get through that. And I believe that if you hang on to what God has given you and you give it a little bit of pizzazz, you take the time, you get your voice out there. I don't care if you write a book, and I don't care if you do a podcast or do a blog. You have a voice, and you have something to say, and that's what today's episode is all about. You're listening to the JB Sism Show. I'll be right back. All right, well, welcome back to the show. And there is an app that I have been kind of testing out, an app that I've been trying here, and I've actually kind of fallen in love with this app. Some of you may know this app, some of you may not know this app, and I encourage you, if you don't know this app, today is the day that you need to get in the know. Sign up with this app today. Anyway, the app that I have here is my Snapchat account. Now, Snapchat is an addicting app. I can simply take a photo, which I'm doing right now as I'm recording this, and I can add it to my story. And I can actually record a simple 10-second video that people can identify with, or not identify with, people can watch. And let's see. And so I can actually add it to my story. Snapchat is one of these apps that it's really not very user intuitive. So if you download the app, you're not really going to understand what to do on this app. And maybe I should actually record a tutorial. However, I am going to point you to a tutorial that you can actually watch. It walks you through absolutely everything. And this tutorial is, or actually was created by Cliff Ravenscraft over at the podcast Answer Man. And he walks you through step-by-step what Snapchat is. He walks you through the user interface, how you can use it. And it is a fantastic app. I'm going to give you the web address just a second. Let me look it up. Okay, it was actually pretty simple. So if you go over to podcastanswerman.com/Snapchat, and I will actually have it in the show notes for you, but podcastanswerman/Snapchat, and you are going to find a YouTube tutorial on how to use this app. Okay, I went ahead and actually added that URL to the show notes, so you'll be able to just click on Snapchat tutorial at Podcast Answer Man, and that will take you right to Cliff's website where you can watch this Snapchat tutorial. So anyway, the last probably 2 weeks, I have been playing with this app, and I actually have been told about the app from my sisters, and they've been trying for a couple of years to get me onto Snapchat. They said, Jason, it's like sending a text message with a picture. And I'm like, why would I want to do that? It made no sense to me. Why would I want to send a picture when I could just simply text you a picture? Why do I need an extra app to send you a picture? And they said, well, it's great because it doesn't fill up your phone and it actually deletes it immediately after 10 seconds. And I said, it deletes it after 10 seconds? I said, what if I didn't catch what the picture was and I was distracted as I opened it? They said, well, you'll just have to ask for another picture. Really? You know, in my mind, Snapchat just sounded so stupid. I just didn't understand it. I couldn't wrap my brain around it. Why all of these teenagers and these early young adults in their early 20s were all gravitating towards Snapchat. And they said, Jason, it is the greatest app ever. So I looked at it and I didn't understand it. So I just completely ignored it, completely just, I didn't boycott it. I just didn't understand it. I thought it was really stupid. Fast forward to about 2 weeks ago, and I was listening to Cliff Ravenscraft show on Snapchat, and I'm like, huh, I am really, really fascinated by Snapchat right now. And he was using this for his vlog episodes. Vlog with a V. So it's blog, just replace the B with a V. So vlog, which is a video blog. And he was recording all of his vlogs with Snapchat. And I'm like, huh. So I have... Oh, I found the episode here. I was actually looking at it as I was talking. Episode number 438 of the Cliff Ravenscraft show. And the title of that episode is Why I Have Fallen in Love with Snapchat. Okay, I went ahead and added that to the show notes. That way you have it there. Anyway, as I began kind of looking at Snapchat, I started to realize that, wow, maybe there really is something to this. And not only could I send short 10-second videos or short 10-second images with text or overlays on it, kind of effect overlays on it, to people that I followed on Snapchat, and I just recently followed some of these people, but it also allows me to take video shots or picture shots and save it to what's called a My Story feature. And so what this My Story section of Snapchat does is I can build a whole story of what's going on in my life in a 24-hour period of time. And when I saw the power of that, I was absolutely fascinated. And I realized this would be a great way to do a vlog. This would be a great way just to, if people wanted to follow me on Snapchat, it's a great way for me to showcase kind of in between the posts of what I am doing at jbcism.com. And so I've been doing this for the last 2 weeks, and I have fallen in love with Snapchat. And it is addicting. I just record a little video, I save it to my story, and I record another video and I save it to my story. I snap a picture and I save it to my story. That way, people who follow me can have a better understanding. So, if you are listening to this and you say, gosh, you're really dumb and slow and you didn't get on Snapchat right away, well, my apologies. Now, if you want to follow me on Snapchat, just search for my Snapchat handle at JBSism. So at JB Sism is what you're going to look for. And you're going to find that I will have a news story there. Sometimes it's only going to be a minute long. Sometimes it's going to be several minutes long. But the story each week or each day is going to be a little bit different. Kind of what's on my thought process, you know, what my thought process for that day is, or kind of what's on my mind. And my goal is to kind of share what's happening in my life in between the posts, so that I can maybe give you a little nugget that you're willing to kind of walk away with. And that's my goal, is to help you go further in your life so that you can take everything that you do to the next level, so that you can find your voice and succeed at life. You're listening to the JB Sism Show. I'm often asked what tools I use in my daily life. After years of letting life get crazy, I knew I had to make a shift in my daily productivity. This is why I wrote my new ebook, Inside My Tackle Box, 23 Apps to Make Your Life and Business Soar. I want to give you some of the same tools that I use every day. And you'll find that some are completely free, while others for a minimal price. However, I guarantee that this sampling of daily tools will help you stay motivated with clarity, so you can find your voice and succeed at life. Now, you can't buy this ebook, but you can get it completely for free by subscribing to my free e-newsletter. This newsletter will let you know when I post new content to my blog. To get your copy of my new ebook, head to jbsism.com and enter your information at the top of the page. So, go ahead, get your copy of Inside My Toolbox, available only at jbsism.com. And if you have not purchased that, if you have not downloaded, it's free, so why would you want to purchase it? Anyway, if you have not downloaded that ebook, I encourage you to do that. Just go over to jbsism.com, and you can do that right there on the website. Otherwise, you can go to jbsism.com/tacklebox. jbsism.com/tacklebox. One more time, jbsism.com/tacklebox. And that just has all of the tools that I use on a weekly basis to help me do what I do here at jbsism.com. So anyway, I encourage you to do that. It's completely free, and I designed it just for you to help you take your message and your life to a level of success that, well, it took me a while to figure out. I said I was going to be giving you kind of a look, a peek inside my story. And I'd mentioned at the opening of the show that, well, I've been blogging since 2009. And doesn't mean that I've not been online before that. And actually, my presence online goes all the way back to about 2000 and... about 2004. 2004, I had actually started a website, and it was called livinglights.cjb.net. Well, that is long gone. It doesn't even exist anymore. I found the splash page on a web archive website, and I thought that was kind of cool. It took me back to a time when I first had my web presence, and I actually coded the website myself. And I helped my sister, build her website, which is also no longer up and running. It's no longer on the web anymore. I helped my mother code her website. And so, you know, I've kind of been on this online kick for quite a while. And I wanted to dabble at it because I just found the internet so fascinating. And if you really think about it, the heyday of the internet really is about 16 years old. So it's actually just coming out of its infancy. And yes, it goes back into the 90s, and you can have websites that go, you know, back to, you know, 1992. But really, in all honesty, the internet, what you now know it as today, was kind of birthed in the last 16 years. And a lot of people called that Web 2.0. And I actually didn't know the term until just a few days ago when I was listening to the Cliff Ravenscraft show. So I didn't know there was actually a term called Web 2.0, which is the web we know today, where you can leave comments on websites. They're not just static websites anymore. They're kind of growing into these community places where people just share their thoughts, share what they have on their mind. And it's kind of a free-for-all today where people just spout off whatever they want to spout off. And, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing, but I think it gets people into a lot of hot water. And because people just kind of just, there it is. Well, I think if you want to be serious on the internet, if you want to be serious as somebody who has a voice that matters, you got to go beyond just spilling out what you want to say just to say it. Whereas you really want to think through what you want to say so that you can have the biggest impact in somebody else's life. And that's what it's all about. But the problem is, there's all this stress. And for me, as I'm building this online community, and if you are part of my email list, you're part of my community. If you listen to this show on a regular basis, you're part of my community. If you follow me on Facebook or Twitter, you're part of my community. The few of you that follow me on Snapchat, I'm welcome you into my community because that's a brand new platform that I'm on. You know, so altogether, now this is not including my personal Facebook page, which I have about 600 people on that page, but the people who have decided to follow JB Sism, which is my branding name, and the people who decided to follow JB Sism here on the JB Sism Show, jbsism.com, at Facebook/JB Sism or Twitter, which is at JB Sism. So my brand, there's about 500 of you that are following me there. And I am so grateful for all of you because that means there is a handful of you who are interested in the content that I produce and create week in and week out. And so I feel like I have all this stress that just kind of weighs down on my shoulders. And I feel that trying to weigh that with what I do at the church as a pastor and trying to be a good husband and a good father, you know, it's a lot. So how do I handle the stress? How do I kind of keep it from weighing me down so that I am immobile? The main thing is I have to keep a clear conscience. And I have to kind of shrug off the cares of the day. So in other words, I want to be in the moment right now. So when I am focusing on jbsism.com, all of my energies, all of my attention, everything that I'm doing is focused on that. When I'm with my family, and I'm getting better at it, my phone is put down. And my goal is to try to keep it away from me. You know, I want to spend the time with my family because my family is important. So I want to put all of my energies, all of my thoughts, all of my opinions and everything about me is wrapped up in my family in that moment. And then when I'm at work at the church, my attention is focused on what I'm doing at the church. And so I try to compartmentalize what's happening in my life. Because if I don't, it all kind of runs together. And then when I'm at work, my thoughts are at home or my thoughts are on jbsism.com. When I'm working on jbsism.com, maybe my mind is on what I'm supposed to be doing at work. Or when I'm with my family, maybe my mind is on the church or, you know, on the website. You know, so I have to compartmentalize everything. And that's a great way to handle stress because then you're not thinking about those other things. You're only focusing what you need to focus on in that moment. So live in that moment. And so then what happens is when you're in those moments, you can then take a chance. And it's so easy to kind of shrink back and live in the zone of comfort and, you know, live in this, I'm in my comfort zone and I don't want to leave my bubble. And I think it's so easy for us to live there. You know, we breathe there, we eat there, we sleep there. But really, if you believe your voice matters, you don't want to be your own worst enemy and live in your comfort zone. I remember growing up, and there was a minister friend of ours, and he always would say, you know, pull up and get out of your comfort zone. Pull up and get out of your comfort zone. So rise up in your spirit. Rise up in your spirit, man. Stand up strong. Stand up tall. Get out of your comfort zone. Do something unexpected. Do something and take a chance. You know, I have on the desktop of my computer right now, and minimizing some stuff here. I have here a quote from Zig Ziglar, and I have this on the blog. So if you want to download it, I encourage you to download it. Just go to jbsism.com/quotes. I think that's what it is. Hold on a second. I am going there right now. jbsism.com, shareable-quotes. Maybe I should make that smaller. Make that better. Anyway, so jbsism.com/shareable-quotes. And you're not going to remember that. But just go there and you'll see the link on the right-hand side of the website. But I have a quote card there called from Zig Ziglar that says, if you aim at nothing, you're going to hit it every time. So if you aim at nothing, if you live in your comfort zone, you're not taking any chances, and you're not going to excel at what you put your mind to. Because why? You're aiming at nothing. You know, I would rather aim for the moon and land on the roof of the barn than aim for the roof and land in the barnyard. You know, so the goal is think big thoughts, think grand thoughts. You know, don't be grandiose about it, but dream big. Allow your dreams to expand. Take a chance and allow your mind to go where you want to be. And eventually what happens is it gets down into our spirit. And something magical happens. And we begin to see results. Think about that. When you take a chance, in other words, you're willing to put money where your mouth is. You know, so when it comes to this website at jbsism.com, and this is kind of where I was, is for the longest time, I was using a free website through WordPress.com. And I realized I needed to take things to the next level. I needed to elevate things to the next level. So the beginning of this year, I put my, well, actually it was back in October, I put money where my mouth was. And I was telling people, go self-hosted, go self-hosted. I even helped the church get out of this whole idea where we didn't own our website. We didn't own the content on our website. And I wanted to get our church out of that. And so I signed us up for a WordPress website where we owned the content. So WordPress.org, where it was self-hosted. We found the web host, we found the domain hoster, and we built the website. We own the website. We can download a copy of it and make sure that it's good and ready to go. So if the server goes down, we can instantly upload a new version of the website because it's all completely backed up. Well, I knew I had to put my money where my mouth was, and so I signed up with Bluehost. I bought a 3-year hosting package. And then I bought Michael Hyatt's Get Noticed theme. I spent about $200 on the Get Noticed theme. I moved my podcasting hosting over to SoundCloud. And that was about another $12 a month, about $190 a year. I knew that something great would happen Well, the good news is traffic has gone up. I've gotten more people on my mailing list. More people have joined Twitter and Facebook. The listenership on this podcast has gone to the next level. So I knew my voice mattered. And I wanted to make sure that I took that extra step to make sure that I cared enough about my voice to put my money there. And I did. And I am excited because I know the ends will justify the means. And I know that the website will become self-funding. And that's my goal. Because I believe my voice has something to say. There's something that God has placed on my heart. And that something is to help leaders, to help writers or pastors, to help people stay motivated with clarity. Give them tools so that they can find their voice. Because I believe I found my voice. And so I wanted to help other people find their voice so that they can succeed at life. And that's why I believe my voice should be heard, because I have a message to share to help you take your life to the next level. So this comes back to, well, what's next for jbcism.com? Well, right now I am posting about 3 times a week to the blog. Eventually, I want to work my way up where I'm posting 5 times a week to the blog. Now, it doesn't mean that it's going to be a full blog post. Sometimes it's going to be a video blog. Sometimes it's going to be a picture image or just kind of a random thought or a quote of the day that I have going on in my mind. But the goal is to get valuable content out there so that people can take it and run with it. The other thing that I'm going to be doing on a regular basis is I hope to do some Periscope webinars. And so if you follow me on Twitter, you'll be able to check in live and listen to a webinar or watch a webinar. I'm probably going to be using BlabIM to do some webinars as well. Have some guests come on. Have you, the listener, come on and ask me questions so that I can work with you. The other thing is I have a desire to create some products out there. There's one product that I've briefly talked about that I think would be a good idea. I need your help in helping me with this, but I have this idea to create a product to help you write your book in 30 days because I've done it and it's not as difficult as you think. You can write your book in 30 days and get it ready for publication. And so I have this idea. So if I sell a course like this, a 5-week course on how to write your book in 30 days, if I sell that for like $200, I know I'm going to, in one sale, I'm going to pay for the production of this podcast. But also, I'll be able to help put some food on my table. But I can't do it alone. And I need your help. And I want your input and your ideas. And so, one of the things that I've done is I created a survey. It's a 2016 survey. And this survey, it'll only take you about 2 minutes to complete. But this will help me tailor my content specifically for you. Because I want to make sure that you get the most out of what I do. And so this survey takes 2 minutes to do. You can go to jbcism.com/2016survey, jbcism.com/2016survey, and take 2 minutes and fill it out. I want to know what you think about this blog, what you think about this podcast, what I can do to take things to the next level, and the most important question I have on there that I want you to answer is this: if there's one product that I could create, one product that I could make that will help you find your voice and take your message to the next level, what would that be? And so I encourage you to fill out that survey, jbsism.com/2016survey, so 2016 survey. You see, we all have a message to share. And I think if we just take the time and get our voice out there, we take the time to be heard. I honestly and I truly believe God is going to help us take everything to the point of success so that people can find their voice, because I want them to succeed in their family, their ministries, their businesses, and their life. Because, my friends, that is what it truly is all about. Well, thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I hope you heard my heart. It's kind of raw, and I might leave all of some of this space unedited. We'll see. But I wanted you to hear my heart, because I had a message to share, and I wanted to get it out there, because I knew that you needed to hear it. You can find the full show notes over at jbsism.com/049. God bless. I'll see you later.
Thanks for listening. This has been the J.B. Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.